This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the wisdom that we receive, understanding God's ways. Thanking God how God brought me out of sin one day and placed me on the highway of holiness. And I'm thanking God for our great pastor who teaches us to understand God's ways, that we sin no more. And we're thanking God, God is holy and his people are holy. I am holy. And I'm thanking God for the teaching that we get at 425. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. Elder Batista, the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. We're God's Covenant Church. We are established in Jesus' name. His name is the Word.
Yes.
The Word is God's commandments. And I'm grateful for our Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took in this life. They're with God, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to talk about casting our bread upon the waters. Before we get into that thought today, the choir have this number. My prayer. Choir.
A striving saint with brethren, how am I? Do I fellowship and love all men in wisdom? For the example shows how the Lord is of no respect of persons. Marking the perfect men, I implement good judgment. I sacrifice to die with Christ, daily I gain. And his ways made known, his acts I must maintain. So my prayer,
watch and pray and rise.
My prayer,
when I
pray,
not for
men. No, I pray not for the world. It's my prayer,
keep me walking blameless
from sin. This is my prayer in Christ, my reasonable sacrifice.
This is my reasonable sacrifice.
Out in the world, while on my job, I'm yet praying. While driving home, while on the phone, I'm still saying, Lord, keep me mindful of the instructions from holy teaching. Let my words yea be yea and my nays be nays from the right spirit. I don't pray out loud, exciting crowds, telling how that I live holy. But I pray in pride, in silence, in my mind is daily. So my prayer, my prayer, I pray. No, I pray not for the world. So let my prayer in my prayer in Christ, my reasonable sacrifice. Continue on. way is precious. I don't pray for my food, the Lord, your promise. You bless me where I go if I keep thy will. Your will is my will and the best is fulfilled. So my prayer, my prayer, yes, I pray. No, I pray not for the world. So listen, my prayer. And cries, my reasonable sacrifice. So I'll pray till I it will done my good servant. Well done.
Thank God, isn't that beautiful? These sing for the Lord. They don't sing in a nightclub on the weekends. In the world, but not of it. When they come here, they sing anywhere else. It's in the shower. At home, by the wayside. But they're not singing in places where they're celebrating the world and the music of the world. I'm glad for holiness. It's a separation from the world unto the Lord. Yes. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We hope you're enjoying these broadcasts. We just got online with another company, KTYM. And if this is the first time you've heard us, we hope you enjoy what you are hearing. We didn't buy manuscripts. We didn't pick up some sermon somebody else threw away. You warmed up something somebody else said. This, whatever you hear is from God.
All right.
God led me through the scripture, and I'm just bringing it to you.
All right.
And I'm only bringing you what thus saith the Lord. Now, to understand what God is saying from Genesis to Revelation, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. He's talking about keeping his word. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Yes.
For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And as it says in Matthew's, Jesus said, they that do and teach shall be called great in the kingdom. And God's standards is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It also says in the 8th verse, and what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day. And as I say so many times, these preachers that say that God sent them, say, you know, the law was done away with. They don't know how to write and divide the word of God. God's word is law, as it says in 4 and 2. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. God didn't give his people privilege to choose which commandment or what to do for him. He commanded to keep his word if you love him. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Let's go, Deacon Franny, to Ecclesiastes 11 and 1. We always open up with keep, therefore, and do them. Because if you don't keep God's commandments, if you're not striving to keep his word, you don't understand the word, you don't understand God, and you don't understand the Lord, and they're one. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Ecclesiastes 11 and 1. What does it say?
Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight.
What?
For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth.
Casting thy bread upon the waters, and it's not what people think in your mind, a natural body of water. Means casting your care upon God. And there's dividends it pays, because God gives you a reward when you live for him. Let's go to Jeremiah 17 and 13. And I trust that everyone out there that hear my voice has an ear to hear and eyes to see if you're following through the scripture. As Paul said, follow me as I follow the Lord. I'm only going through the scripture, following the Spirit. The Lord said, hear a little and there a little when I speak to my people. God is not speaking to you because you start at the beginning of Genesis and read all the way to the end of the Bible, to Revelation. You're not getting anything. It takes the Spirit of God to unravel his mystery.
That's right.
Jeremiah 17 and 13, what does it say?
Oh Lord, the hope of Israel.
Oh Lord, the hope of Israel, because God is our hope.
Yes.
He's the hope of Israel. And God only have one people. It's Israel. We are Israel of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. What?
All that forsake thee shall be ashamed.
All that forsake thee shall be ashamed. And I know ones love to hear you say, I'll never forsake you. God will never forsake his people. Mm-hmm. The problem is, people forsake God.
Right.
And you forsake God, God is not with you.
That's right.
God's word is true. Mm-hmm. He said, lo, I'll be with you always. Mm-hmm. All that forsake thee shall what?
Shall be ashamed.
What?
And they that depart from me shall be written in the earth.
What?
Because they have forsaken the Lord.
What?
The fountain of living water.
God is the waters we cast our bread upon. He's the fountain of living waters. Casting all of our care upon him. Let's go to Matthew 28. Right. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Like to rightly divide the word of truth. So many read and don't understand what they're reading.
Right.
Because they don't know God's way. Waters that we come unto is the Lord. Matthew 28 and 18, what does it say?
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
All power. Now, wait a minute. He had this power before he went to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He had this power when he sanctified his life. All power was given unto him.
Beautiful.
But we're not getting into that. Read.
Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations.
He was instructing his anointed. Not the one that followed him like Mary. Mary wasn't anointed. She wasn't a preacher. And all of his disciples, they weren't preachers. It was those disciples that followed him that he elevated and called apostles. Mm-hmm. Now that's the one go and teach and preach. One that has a charge from God.
Mm-hmm.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations what?
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son.
What?
And of the Holy Ghost.
Now the name of the Son is Jesus. But the name of the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost is the Word. We baptize you in thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee a graven image. All the way down, you are baptized, submerged in his word. If that's the baptism you're not baptized with, you haven't been baptized in his name. Just to say you're baptized in the name of Jesus does nothing for you. But to be submerged and not having gods before God, not making any graven images, not taking his name in vain, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, honoring the father and mother, not killing, committing adultery, stealing, not bearing false witness, not coveting, when you are submerged in that,
Go ahead, Pastor.
You're raised up a new creature. Isn't that beautiful? That's what God is talking about. Baptized in his word. Teaching them, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What?
teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
It's talking about the commandments. What else did he command but the commandments? The Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, he that hath my commandments. These churches don't have God's commandments. He that hath them and keepeth them. Now, wait a minute. You can't keep the commandments. Done away with. Well, who's lying here?
Right.
He said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them. Here it is that love me. He said, oh, I love the Lord. Do you love the Lord? Keep his commandments? Right. Keep his commandments. You don't love God.
Right.
You just love the thought about God.
Yes.
You don't love God. You start denying yourself. That's when you love God. Of these gods.
Mm-hmm.
And the graven images and on and on and on.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Teaching them to observe all things, what?
Whatsoever I have commanded you.
What?
And lo, I am with you always.
What?
Even unto the end of
when life. We do this, God is with us.
Yes.
It don't matter if you leave or you leave and you leave. Where there's two or three gathered and agreeing. Say, I'll be a God in the midst.
Yes.
That's why it says straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. You got to go according to God's word.
Right.
So, well, I don't see that. Then it ain't for you then.
Right.
But if you see what God is saying, it's for you.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Because
everybody can't see this. That's why I said, blessed are your eyes for they see.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I am with you always,
mm-hmm.
even until the end of the world. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 15.
All right.
Yes.
At one. Because
mm-hmm.
ones love to say, well, I was baptized when I was a baby. And God said, I'll be with you always, but you ain't never been with God, let alone left him. You ain't never been with him if you haven't been up under the doctrine. If you haven't been up under the word, if you don't know God, God has been with you. That's what the scripture says. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. That's what the scripture says. I'm not calling. So you calling me a liar? No, the scripture is.
All right.
That means God calling you a liar.
Right.
Don't say, I know the Lord, and you're not keeping his commandments because you're a liar.
All right. Go ahead.
Hereby,
yes.
Do we know that we know him if that's the condition, if we keep his commandments. That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Second Chronicles 15 and 1, what does it say?
And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah,
wait a
the
minute.
Son of Obed.
The same as the Holy Ghost. What's the difference?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost came upon them. And the Holy Ghost shall come by the same thing. God is the same yesterday, today, forever.
Yes.
Spirit of God, that's all it is.
Yes.
Holy Ghost came upon Azariah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
The son of Oded.
What?
And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah.
God don't care about you being no king. He was a king. Hear me, Asa. This mm-hmm. God is speaking now.
Yes.
What?
And all Judah.
What?
And Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him.
Now, that's what the church would understand. So, I'll be with you always. Yeah, while you with God.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't with God, God ain't with you. If you have left his commandments, left his word, God is not with you. You've just been told that and you think that. So, when a spirit came upon me and I just danced myself into a frenzy,
mm-hmm.
God wasn't with you.
Right.
That was your emotions dancing. That was the devil.
Right.
Devil could anoint you too.
Right.
With a spirit of joy and all
right.
kind of stuff.
Right.
He's yet evil.
He is yet evil. Yes.
You're with God when you're with his word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What did he say?
And if ye seek him, he will be found of you.
He says, many will seek and shall not be able. Because when they, one, for instance, some are sincerely seeking God. But when they find out who God is, there's no beauty
right.
that they should desire. Say, oh, this, I don't, it don't take all that. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Whatever the word said, that's what it takes.
Right.
What shall a man give in exchange for a soul? Read.
But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you.
What?
Now for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God.
So wait a minute. He's talking about those that kill the Lord. This is where he came. It's been like that before, when he was here, and even while he's gone. Now, I don't care what kind of skull cap you wear. I don't care because you're a natural Jew. That don't mean anything. You can be an Israeli. So what?
That's right.
But for a long, what? For a long season,
Israel hath been without the true God.
What?
And without a teaching priest.
What?
And without law.
So if you got any one of these you're lacking, you don't have a true God.
Right.
So we got the son, the priest. But where's the word? Where's the law?
Right.
The law was done away with. You ain't got it then.
That's right.
And you don't have the true God. Jesus was the teaching priest, Melchizedek.
Yes.
We got the son. But if you got a son without the teaching priest and without law, you don't have God. When the son came, they killed the prophets. They didn't have the true God. And they weren't obeying the law of God. They were obeying a circumcisional law, being circumcised outwardly. That's good enough. We got it. And we're going to offer up a sacrifice. Well, the son have come and fulfill that. We don't believe that's the Messiah. They didn't have God. And those that don't believe he's the one yet, the Jews, natural Jews in Israel, they're yet looking for the Messiah. Not going to find him.
All right.
You might as well be just like those called on Alibaba.
That's right.
The 40 thieves. They ain't got him either.
No.
Read.
But when they, in their trouble, did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them.
So when you get a mindset to turn from your thoughts, your understanding, and truly seek God, God's going to let you find him.
Right.
What?
And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in.
Wait a minute. When you say you're living for God and you truly desire God, God lets you see a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be no peace to you until you submit.
Beautiful.
And if you know God and you were striving to live for God and you let the enemy trick you and you go on in that way, you ain't going to have no peace until you turn. Read.
But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries.
What?
And nation was destroyed of nation.
When you like that, you're always against your brother, your sister. Because you'll have no peace. You don't see straight. You can't act right. Nation was destroyed of nation and city of city. For what?
For God did vex them with all adversity.
What?
Excuse me. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded.
Work shall be rewarded. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Ecclesiastes again, 11 and 1. So we're going to cast all of our care upon God.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to worry about the things we have to go through.
Thank God.
The things we go through is called bread, because that's what's given us.
Mm-hmm.
The jobs we have. The brothers and sisters we have. Everything that God give us is called bread. Read.
Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days.
So everything we go through, we cast it upon God. We put it in God's hand and let God take us through these things. And there's dividends.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 7. Let's go there.
Pastor, yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Thank God. He said you're lively stoned. I want to see some liveliness.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? I know sometimes it's kind of hard to get lively over what you hear, especially when you're in a state of denying yourself and trying to die. But that's what we do. We die daily.
All right.
Yes, this is a, as I said, we should call this the church of the slaughterhouse.
That's right.
Because we slaughter the old man here. If you think you will hold on to your precious flesh, you must leave now because the butcher going to find you.
Go ahead.
It's a slaughterhouse. God's word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's going to find you. Just go and give it up.
Okay.
1 Peter 5 and 7.
Casting all your care upon him.
What?
For he careth for
you. So we're going to cast our bread upon the waters. Because he careth for us.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we're going through, put it in God's hands. That's whether it's blessings or things that are not so savory. Cast it upon God. Let God take you through it the right way. Read.
Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Now, over here at 425 Lacona Boulevard, we don't say, watch the man.
No.
It's what's in a man.
Right.
That person is so-and-so. So, no, that person got a jealous spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That person got a hateful spirit. I don't look at no color.
That's right.
Or class. It's beyond the flesh. It's what's working in it that's causing you a problem. And you got to recognize it and be submissive and yield yourself to God. Let God fight the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're supposed to take, take it. Don't get intimidated. You what you, Uncle Tom? No, I'm a saint.
Go ahead.
Jesus wasn't Uncle Tom, but he let him kill that flesh. It's not talking about no natural flesh. Now, if you come at me and my family, I might have to, you know, defend them.
Right.
And don't come up and slap at me and say, turn your other cheek. I ain't turn the cheek. You're going to meet a fist. But now if you want to, you know, intimidate me, I ain't got no problem that you heard the old saying, sticks and stones. But don't come tell me, I'm going to come up and slap your face. You liable to get your hand knocked off. Because that ain't what God was talking about. Then I'm going to go into this Christian home. They don't fight back. Yeah, we do.
Go ahead, Pastor.
You come in my home, you're going to meet something bigger than Fido. And it's going to have fire behind it, too.
All right, go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Read.
Whom resist steadfast
what?
In the faith.
So we want to resist these things steadfast in the faith. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the spirit of the enemy having you do things. That's like I say, somebody intimidating you. You don't go out there and say, you know what? I'm sick of this neighborhood. I'm going to get my rifle and shoot everybody up. That's the devil.
Yeah. That's right.
You resist stuff like that. But I mean, you know, come on.
Right,
it's reason.
Right.
Told Peter, put up your sword. And then he said, now you take your sword.
That's right.
He's not talking about you got loved ones. You're going to let the devil come and just slaughter you. Say, I can't do that. I'm a Christian. I'm going to go and kill him. Mm-hmm. He's not talking about that.
All right, Pastor, go ahead.
In this case, it's the Lord going to do the killing.
All right.
Clear.
Yes.
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren.
Same afflictions mm-hmm. are accomplished
in your brethren.
In the brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to Psalms 127 and
yes.
2.
Yes.
Thank God in all thy getting, let's get an understanding of what God is talking
mm-hmm.
about. Because God, it's not carnal. God's teaching is spiritual.
Yes, it is.
And God wants to have spiritual understanding. Go out there, somebody slap you across your face. And then he said, get out of here. He said, no, here. Here's my other side. Turn the other cheek. Do it again.
Uh-uh.
He's not talking about that.
Pastor.
Psalms 127 and 2. What does it say?
It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late,
mm-hmm.
to eat the bread of sorrow.
What?
For so he giveth his beloved sleep.
So God wanted to cast our sorrows upon him. Cast your bread upon the waters. Because you can have bread of sorrows, you can have bread of affliction, you can have bread of blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And those things, if you don't let God guide you,
yes, Lord.
You don't get the return you're looking for. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Exodus 23 mm-hmm. and 20. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Thank God. We're here to encourage.
Yes.
And all I'm bringing is the scriptures of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And one said, well, I don't think you're right divided. That's all right. I'm just sowing the seed.
Go ahead.
If you don't understand it, don't have a problem. It might not be for you. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
How are we doing here? We got 5 minutes? All right, video man. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Exodus 23
mm-hmm.
and 20.
Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the
world. God have an anointed. God have someone that he sends to keep us in the way.
Yeah.
He made known his ways to Moses.
All right.
God want to make known his ways to his people.
All right.
And one to keep you in the way.
Yes.
Keep you encouraged. Keep you stirred up. Keep you with bread,
yes.
food, knowledge.
Beautiful.
So you don't get carried away in the world.
Beautiful.
Read.
And
thank
to bring
God.
Thee into the place which I have prepared.
God have prepared the place of holiness for us.
Yes.
God want to get us there.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the land of Canaan. Canaan land.
All right.
It's called heavenly places.
Mm-hmm.
God prepared this place, but he got to get us there.
Yes.
He led us through the wilderness, so he guides us through this world.
Mm-hmm.
Not of it, but we're in it, but not of it.
Right.
Come out of the world.
Thank God.
Begin to walk in the newness of life. Read.
Mm-hmm. Beware of him and obey his voice.
You got to obey somebody. Now, the voice you obey is not my voice. God's anointing lift up the voice of God. This is God's voice.
Yes.
This is the words of God.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's got to lift it up, a standard for the people. Obey it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the enemy tell you, you just obeying him. No, it's not. It's God.
All right.
Yes. That him. That's who you obey. We just lifting up the word.
All right.
Lifting up the voice. You ain't obeying, because I didn't write that.
No.
He's the author of these words.
That's right.
And finisher. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions.
Really? And when you're of God, you're not going to pardon. We don't have a club here.
Mm-mm.
You get a pass because you ride with me. That don't happen like that.
No.
You'll get a pass because you're my wife or you live with me. You don't get no pass.
Right.
Nobody gets a pass. The word is going to go forth, and it gets whoever's in the way. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
for good or not,
yes,
or for evil. Mm-hmm. Read.
For he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him.
That's what God said. Yes. Read 25th verse.
Yes, Pastor. And ye shall serve.
No, no, 22nd. What? But
if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies.
All the enemies that we grew up being a part of, God is going to be an enemy to that. And if God is an enemy, he's going to show you where the problem is. Anytime someone don't point out to you what's not required or what God is requiring, they're not an enemy to it. If you're an enemy to a thing, you're going to bring it out. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If I'm an enemy to the flesh, I'm going to show you what's in your flesh. If I make provisions for it, I'm not an enemy.
Right.
God said I'm going to be an enemy and an adversary to your adversary. Mm-hmm. That's the way God's people should be. What?
Yes. And an adversary unto thine adversary.
Now let's read the 25th verse. What does it say?
And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee.
When you're striving to live for God, you don't go into sin. Sin is the sickness God is talking about. Mm-hmm. You stay healthy.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He drives sickness away, because that's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Second Chronicles 20:20. Let's go there.
Beautiful,
Going to sign off. Mm-hmm. Maybe some might want to stay with this broadcast. Second Chronicles 20:20. What does it say?
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa.
What?
And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem."
And ye, you don't say all,
and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem.
What?
Believe in the Lord your God.
What?
So shall ye be established.
So when you believe in God, believe in his word, you're going to be established.
Yes.
That means you're going to be rooted and grounded in God when you believe. Now, let's hold that.
Yes.
Go back to 1 Peter. We're going to come back.
All right.
1 Peter 5. Mm-hmm. I believe that's what it was.